NOAA's Juno facilities are going green in an effort to reduce diesel fuel consumption by 75%. Maintenance staffs are busy making mechanical modifications to buildings, installing pumps to extract heat from seawater, and putting up a mini farm of wind turbines with a unique design. KTOO's Casey Kelly caught up with a crew as they installed one of the wind systems.
As the clock chimes 12 o'clock, Mike Anderson works a ratchet jack at the end of an old pier at NOAA's downtown port facility. A rope runs from a hook on the jack to the top of a 9-foot steel tower. Bolted to the top of the tower is a 20-foot cylindrical object made from aluminum that resembles a wheat thrasher you might find on the front of a tractor. This is the Wind Spire, a 30-foot tall, 4-foot wide, vertically designed turbine by Mariah Power. The more Anderson pumps the jack, the higher the wind spire climbs. Right on cue, a gust of wind comes along just as Anderson, Tommy Abbas, and Mark Hoover lift it into place.
So it'll get slightly louder than that, but not much.
Anderson, Abbas, and Hoover are maintenance mechanics, the guys who keep NOAA's Juno buildings running smoothly. They put up another wind spire at the Ted Stevens Marine Research Institute at Off Bay 2 weeks ago. That building will eventually have 3 turbines, while the downtown facility will have 2. This one will power a weather station.
It's an effort that everybody's trying to get to, trying to achieve. Save energy. You know, we're trying to save energy. And these systems are they're readily available. We always have wind. Might as well try to harness it.
Each wind spire costs $6,500 and is capable of producing 1.2 kilowatts of electricity, about enough to power your average electric space heater. But Mariah Power spokeswoman Amy Berry says over time it adds up.
That's an instantaneous power rating, so 1.2 kilowatts at 25 miles an hour. What's probably a more important number is how much energy it'll produce. And what we found from our independent test site is that in 12 mile per hour average winds over the course of a year, you can expect to generate about 2,000 kilowatt hours a year. That's 20 to 25% of the average U.S. house.
Berry says more than 450 Mariah Power turbines have been installed in the U.S., mostly on homes. But she says many business and government buildings have them as well. That includes a bank in Chicago, a car wash in Oklahoma, and the governor's mansion in Michigan, even a lodge in Tok. Berry says most people comment about the unit's unique design.
When people first see it, they're really taken back by it because they've never seen anything quite like it. And they're not even sure how it will actually work. And then when you see it spinning, it's a bit mesmerizing with the aluminum airfoils spinning so quickly but not making any noise. It kind of pulls you in to stare at.
Berry says while traditional horizontal axis windmills continue to dominate the wind power industry, vertical axis turbines like the Windspire are catching on.
We were at the Small Wind Energy Association show in Detroit a few weeks ago, and it was full of guys with really and girls with really great ideas for new vertical axis machines. It'll be interesting to see how many actually turn into, you know, really viable and affordable wind turbines. But certainly the vertical axis design allows wind power to go in more places than the traditional.
Back at Juno's NOAA dock, Mike Anderson takes a moment to appreciate the wind spire as it continues to spin.
It's sort of appealing to the environment. It's not this large, you know, obvious thing that catches your eye, but it's low profile. It's tall but very narrow, and they don't take up a lot of space, and they're aesthetically pleasing.
NOAA facilities manager Jack Christensen estimates it'll take 12 years to recoup the cost of the wind spires. But he says they're already two-thirds of the way toward their goal of a 75% reduction in diesel use. Depending on Juno's experience with the wind spires, other NOAA facilities in Alaska and the lower 48 are likely to install them. In Juno, I'm Casey Kelly.